Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined by Conor van der Holm, CEO and co-founder of Topline. In this discussion, Conor explains what he feels are some misconceptions of where revenue managers sit in the demand equation and what they are responsible for. Ultimately, the primary responsibility is yield management. He explains there seems to be a misunderstanding that revenue managers create demand. They can capture and capitalize on demand that is there, but they do not create it. Yes, demand can be created, but Conor believes that is the function of marketing, e-commerce, and sales, working in conjunction with revenue management. Anyway, I really hope you enjoy the conversation, so let's get started.
Hey, Conor, how are you? You well?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Trevor. Doing really, really good.
I guess the next question is, where are you? That is not a background I'm used to seeing you, and not seeing you in a suit and tie.
This is what we call a hotel, Trevor. This is a meeting space in the beautiful Hampton Inn here in Orem, Utah, right next to Utah Valley University. Mm-hmm. The wonderful folks, I'm doing some sales trip stuff, and the wonderful folks here, Adam Smith with a meeting space manager, they've just been absolutely exceptional. So shout out to them. If you guys are near Utah Valley University, want some meeting space, this place is really lovely. Give it a shot.
Very, very good. Well, great to see you. Always good to connect. I know we've grabbed some time, as you say, in between things that you're doing with clients, prospective clients. So I really appreciate you carving out the moment. You made a statement that it's about time to talk about the cold truth about transient demand. Yeah. Now, what do you, that's an interesting statement to make. What do you mean about that?
Yep. Transient demand exists or it doesn't. Revenue managers, our job, and this is that statement. our job is to capture or capitalize the existing transient demand. Revenue managers don't create demand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that's stop, right?
That is it.
There's this idea that a revenue manager can wave his magic wand when it's slow season, and all of a sudden, because we're priced in the right point or we have the right discounts open, all of a sudden, all these people who didn't have any expectations they're going to come to your market are now going to travel and they're going to stay at your hotel. And that's not how it works. What revenue managers do is really yield management. Which is probably what we should be calling it, not revenue management.
So you're saying, you know, just to repeat it, you're saying in this instance, revenue management is yield management.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm saying is there's a passive element to it, a reactionary element to being a yield manager as opposed to a revenue manager. And also, depending on, you know, which revenue manager you're talking to, that role can be very diverse, right? It can encompass part of e-commerce. It can encompass part of marketing, all that stuff. But revenue management in itself is reacting to the demands of the market, and it's really not creating demand. What you can do, and demand can be created. I will start with that. But demand is created by marketing strategy, by sales group, by sales coordinators. It's created by all this stuff that social media fluff pieces and all the email marketing and all the stuff you can do outside of it to say, hey, you weren't even thinking about coming to our market. You weren't even thinking about our hotel, but look how beautiful it is. Don't you want to get out this weekend and come visit? And don't you want to stay at our hotel? And our revenue manager will make sure you get the right price. So that's attractive. But it's really not a role of revenue management to create that demand in people. That is a marketing and an e-commerce position. And so it's just important for us to recognize that there are different roles and they work together. But yeah.
So just picking up a bit on that revenue management, because we'll touch a little bit on that demand piece. But just I don't want to kind of just move on from the revenue management, yield management piece at the moment, because, you know, you read so many things written, you hear so many conferences and events and people talk about revenue management being strategic and looking at other revenue sources and thinking about profitability and considering the channels that you're utilizing. So I'm sure you're not decrying all of that by just saying revenue management is yield management. You're using a contentious phrase to make a point. Is that more accurate?
No, I think I am disagreeing with that. It sounds really good at a trade show to say, we're going to increase your profits, which is what revenue managers do by mm-hmm. yielding appropriately. Mm-hmm. But we're going to create all this revenue and it's just going to poof because our pricing is so good and yada, yada, yada. But I would just, I would ask those people, like, are you really creating demand though? Or are you capitalizing on it and optimizing it appropriately? Mm-hmm. Because that would be my argument is you're by appropriately pricing or implementing, additional opening new channels and all this stuff. It's again, it's just reaching and capturing people who are already wanting to come to your area. Right.
Yep.
You didn't create any demand. The demand was there.
Right. Yeah.
You just captured it. But again, that's there is ways to create demand, but it's not revenue management.
I've got you. But and I guess back to your point about the marketing and that the marketing, and I guess it's not really semantics, is it? I guess not. When we think about creating demand, because if they're going out and putting campaigns together or, you know, send out their newsletters or emails or whatever it would be, you know, that's a reflection of some strategic decision made within the revenue management team, looking at the demand and looking at pricing and working with marketing. So marketing mm-hmm. are taking that pricing. And so aren't you part of the process of creating demand? Because if you don't do the pricing right, doesn't matter how many emails they send out, it's...
And that's the strategic piece. Okay. You've got a few different pieces here to come together to both create demand and capitalize on demand. Mm-hmm. Maybe this little finger here is revenue management, but this part's e-commerce and marketing. Okay. Yep. And so they have to work in conjunction with one another in a holistic fashion to really create and drive and capture all that demand at your hotel. And that marketing piece is again, what we're talking about for the creation. So there's lots of ways a marketing team can go about that. We're not really getting into that too much today. But yeah, I mean, as far as like the chicken and the egg scenario, like was the demand created first, or did the revenue manager capitalize on it, or did the revenue manager create the demand because of the pricing, that sort of thing. I think that there just needs to be a clear delineation, especially when it comes to being accountable for the performance of the hotel. Mm-hmm. Many conversations recently, we've gone into slow season in a lot of hotels, a lot of different markets, because school started back up and you see this drop off of demand without the corporate coming back in and kind of picking up. And so as far as the accountability, there's just a lot of finger pointing that's happening at the moment. And it always seems to come back to the revenue manager because of their title. But the revenue manager could and should be implementing as many pricing strategies and discounts and everything that they can, depending on your market, to optimize what demand there is in that little ecosystem of economics within that hotel and market.
Yeah.
But again, the finger keeps getting pointed at the revenue manager, and there are other parties here that are responsible and maybe should take some of that credit. And I'll give you a short example. If there's 100 rooms worth of demand for any given night on a Saturday night in this, you know, whatever market, and there's five hotels, the revenue manager may, through their pricing strategy, be able to capture more than that 20 rooms allotted for their fair share. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
But man, if you have 120 rooms left to sell, I cannot sell out your hotel tonight on transient alone.
Yeah.
Maybe we missed a group opportunity that would have shrunk the inventory. Maybe we didn't capitalize on some event that was in the market that, we could have drawn some more business to the hotel. But the transient, you cannot just fill up your hotel with transient every night of the week, depending on where your demand is. You just can't. And so the finger pointing can't be right at the revenue manager every time, especially if it's a diligent revenue manager who has dotted their T's and crossed their I's and said, we have done this, 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 this. And yet here's the result. It's lackluster. That's because the demand wasn't there.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you used two words earlier on when I first asked you about the transient demand, and then we were talking about the revenue yield management piece. And you said the revenue manager, yield manager, should be responsible for capture or capitalize. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So just talk to that for a minute, if you can, and explain what you mean by that. I think it's probably summarizing what you've already said, but just to refine it down.
So this is those are the two C's that I'd call for revenue management that I, you know, really everything kind of for me boiled down to those two things. And in order to make a quick informed decision, everything should kind of, all decisions should kind of flow through. Are we trying to capture this demand? We're trying to capture these rooms, or are we trying to capitalize on them? And that really is determined upon how much inventory you have left to sell and what the demand is for that particular segment.
So if we use your example, just quickly to pick up on that point, if we use your example of there's a demand for 100 rooms, you've got 5 hotels, but if you've got 80 rooms that's available, for instance, the likelihood of you capturing all of those 100, that demand for 100 rooms and filling the 80 rooms that you have available, what you're saying is that's pretty unrealistic for a revenue to achieve. It's pretty unrealistic for the revenue manager to be able to do anything to significantly influence that. Maybe working with marketing, you might be able to grab a greater share, but you're capturing the demand that is out there. Is that, did I understand that correctly?
Yeah. And what I would say too is in this, again, this hypothetical scenario that we've created, it's interesting because in those situations, given that exact situation, there's a potential where we would then flip our thinking from capturing to capitalizing, even when there's very low demand.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is perhaps there's not enough demand to make a significant impact in your revenue or your RevPAR. There just isn't, no matter where you price yourself. You price yourself $30 lower than the competitive set, you're still not going to capture 10 rooms, right?
Yep.
And at that point, again, you put it through the filter of, are we trying to capture this or capitalize it? What's going to help move the needle for RevPAR? And you may find that in slow demand positions where everybody is dropping rates low, that your better position is definitely to go for the ADR route and to try to capitalize on the rooms that want to stay at your hotel because of your branding, because of your amenities, because their familiarity with your property, because of your service scores, because of all these things that distinguish your hotel, make it the belle of the ball.
Yeah.
And you're going to be much better off if you can't get the occupancy to get the ADR and push in that direction, which should make a lot of owners happy. Because ADR is the focus of these ownership groups. So,
and is that because of the moment that we're in at the moment? I mean, the comments and the examples and the suggestions that you're providing, or the, you're not making a contentious point. I mean, the point that you're trying to make in here is that obviously hotels are looking at a difficult period that's potentially coming up. And when they look at their revenue, when they look at their RevPAR, when they're looking at their ADR, they're looking at the revenue manager to deal with that. When they're looking at the bookings that are coming through, unfortunately, it still seems to be coming down to the revenue manager. And what you're saying is, well, we can't control the demand that's coming to us. We can control what we are doing in managing, capturing and capitalizing. So that's the point that you're trying to illustrate, is that the revenue managers are not responsible for creating demand. Back to my original question then, is this a byproduct? I mean, it doesn't change the dynamic. They're not responsible for for creating demand. But is this confusion being created because of the situation that we are in currently, where a lot of hotels may be looking down the pipeline and thinking, okay, times are a bit tough. They may be, because we're all reading about staffing issues. They may have a revenue manager, but they may not necessarily have a dedicated marketing person, for instance. What's your take on that?
I'd say it's actually just exacerbated by the situation we're in, and hopefully coming out of a little bit, because, again, in a lot of markets here, the second you have school start back up, it just drops off, right? And without that corporate travel to replace it, which is not happening right now, it's been a very tough 6 weeks in a lot of markets, a really tough 6 weeks. And so these conversations are really, for me, top of mind, because I'm having them pretty regularly. Like, you know, what is the revenue manager doing? This is how much they're doing, and this is why they're doing it. And, you know, how are they being supported by the marketing team, and how are they being supported by sales? Maybe they are, maybe they're not, maybe there's no demand for sales right now. You know, there's within each discipline, there's that question where the demand is for their services.
No, that makes perfect
sense. So I'd say I hope as we're coming out of this a little bit, holiday season for a lot of markets is slow too, but other markets, leisure markets, it can pick up. I just hope that a lot of it's going to be it's going to be behind us, and we're not going to have this conversation. But I just want people to really start thinking about it, and I want to just to ingrain it in their head that the revenue manager is optimizing what already exists.
Yeah. So it's they can capture the demand. Mm-hmm. They can capitalize on the demand.
That's right.
But the other C that they don't do is create demand.
They don't create demand. Trevor, you just came up with the third C.
I think you came up with that. I'll just take the credit for it.
Except it's not really, it's a negative C because it's they don't do it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You got two plus C's and one negative C.
No, we can start handing revenue managers signs to start swirling at the, you know, at the corner of whatever street you're on. We could have them go knock on doors and say, hey, wouldn't you rather get out this weekend and come visit our property? We could do that. You know, it's just not going to be effective, but hey.
You give them the responsibility. Whether or not they have the skills to do it is a completely different issue, isn't it?
Call up all your friends, tell them, hey, we have lots of rooms to sell tonight. Let's have an overnight pajama party at my hotel. Let's do it.
I think on that note, I think you made the point very clearly. Very clearly. And I know, I mean, that's why we want to get you on. As you say, these are conversations that you're having. These are real life pressures that are coming to bear. These are real life scenarios that you're in. You're hearing from, you know, clients that you're working with, through peer group that you're interacting with. So I think it was just useful to kind of bring you on, let you vent a little bit.
Well, I appreciate it because there's been a lot of pressure on a lot of revenue managers. Very good revenue managers are feeling a ton of pressure, and we understand it. You know, the ownership group wants to make sure they're doing the very best they possibly can. They need to maximize their investments here. They're counting on the revenue manager to do that as much as possible. And so, and they're welcome to ask the tough questions. Like, what are we doing? Like, why did this day underperform? Or what are we doing for, you know, next weekend? Ask those questions because it all is part of the conversation and it sharpens the revenue manager. They see things from a different angle. They think, oh, I didn't even think of that channel. Let's get that open. Yeah. They're human beings as well. I just don't want the pressure to be too intense where we start seeing some of the staffing issues that are happening in other departments within the revenue management discipline, just because there's a desire to maximize your profitability in a situation where there's only so much you can really do right now.
No, that makes perfect sense. I can understand where the pressures are coming from, but also why it must be quite frustrating in one sense, stressful in another, if you get that pushed down onto you and you can't, you know, it's not what you're about. You know, that's not your, I don't want to say role, but that isn't what your expertise is there for. So no, totally get it. Thanks. I'm conscious we need to let you go, but it was great to grab the time just to, absolutely. It's always good to talk with you, but I think it's also good to get that perspective. So thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Connor for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. We value your input and we're happy to follow up with our guests. You can reach us via our social channels or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. That's insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel. The link is in the podcast notes. And if you do watch it on YouTube, it would be great if you would consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel, which helps us to help others. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.